T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
With the worst likely still yet to come, Mayor de Blasio says the city's hospitals still aren't prepared with the supplies they need.
The next few weeks, and maybe even longer, are going to be the toughest time, and we need the federal government fully mobilized to address this crisis. There's too many folks in Washington are acting like it's peacetime when it feels like wartime right here in New York and a lot of other cities around the country.
For the past week, he's been saying the city needs major replenishment of supplies and personnel by April 5th. That's tomorrow, and it hasn't happened, at least not nearly enough when it comes to ventilators, beds, and medical workers to provide effective treatment. The mayor says 2,500 to 3,000 ventilators are still needed in the city, and that the federal government still has 10,000 in the national stockpile. President Trump responded by saying he could not guarantee New York would get them, that New York should have ordered more. As for when that apex is coming, Governor Andrew Cuomo at his briefing this morning said it would be about a week.
Our reading of the projections is we're somewhere in the 7-day range, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-day range. Nobody can give you a specific number, which makes it very frustrating to plan when they can't give you a specific number or a specific date.
He did say China and Oregon, which are past their peaks, are sending ventilators to New York, many of them arriving today, 1,000 from China, 140 from Oregon. Well, New York State is now up to more than 113,000 confirmed cases, more than 3,500 deaths, the majority in New York City. Governor Cuomo says the sharpest growth in numbers is actually coming out of Long Island right now, which has more than 22,000 confirmed cases. Nationwide, the U.S. is now up to 278,000 cases. More than 7,000 people have died. Worldwide, there have been more than 1 million cases now and 60,000 deaths. New Jersey reported more than 4,000 new cases and 113 new deaths in just the last 24 hours. Governor Phil Murphy today saying New Jersey has now lost more than 800 of its residents.
We have now lost nearly 100 more of our fellow New Jerseyans to COVID-19 than we did on the September 11th attacks.
He said we should never forget these victims either. New Jersey, like New York, is still dealing with a shortage of protective equipment and medical workers. Murphy says he's been on the phone with the vice president asking for more ventilators and that a new field medical station is coming, this one in Edison. One of the hardest aspects of this disease is that those who die, die alone. Their loved ones aren't allowed to be with them. But loved ones are finding ways to connect online. Maura Lewinger lost her 42-year-old husband, Joe, last weekend to complications from COVID-19 and had to say goodbye via FaceTime in his final days.
He spent pretty much 24/7 on FaceTime, just trying to meditate, trying to calm him, trying to not let him feel alone. Everybody, the country's getting used to remote learning, and we had to get used to virtual caregiving and virtual marriage and just being there for each other.
She says, at first, he seemed to have a mild case, then suddenly got very sick and had trouble breathing around St. Patrick's Day. He had no pre-existing conditions. While he was in the hospital, she played him their wedding song. Joe Lewinger was an assistant principal at a school on Long Island. He also leaves behind 3 children. With all kinds of face-to-face meetings having to go online, it's a challenge for those who rely on Alcoholics Anonymous and other gatherings as a source of strength.
Kim has been sober 7.5 years, and when the pandemic hit and self-isolation was imposed, she admits at first she felt overwhelmed, and then what she learned in her self-help groups kicked in.
The coronavirus has not been a strong issue with me because I have the 12 steps of recovery in my life today. I have a sponsor, I have my sponsees, and I stay in constant connection with somebody.
But soon those daily group meetings to share her drug and alcohol stories shut down, and now she and others in recovery do their meetings online.
Facebook itself has two groups that I happen to be part of. If you put in sober living or sober 12-step program, you know, you're going to come up with a bunch.
And that, she says, is the key. Don't isolate yourself. Think of others first.
You know, make sure that everybody else is being taken care of. And there's so many other ways to do service. Like, you can be bringing food to other people, just dropping it at the doorsteps.
Need a meeting to share? Go online. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
The demand for face masks has auto workers learning some new skills.
Because of the need for social distancing, automakers have shut down their plants. But paid volunteers are showing up to manufacture face masks. Adrian Price is Ford's Director of Global Engineering.
The face shields are being sent all over the U.S. to different hospitals. They're being delivered as part of the medical network, and also we're hand-delivering some supplies to specific areas and hotspots, including Detroit and into New York and Florida.
The automakers say they'll continue producing until they're told there's enough of the product available. Pat Piper, Washington.
The city's EMS workers have been forced to make some difficult choices, switching to triage mode in what a union official is calling battlefield conditions. This means not doing more than about 20 minutes worth of CPR on a person in cardiac arrest in the field and not being able to bring those patients to the hospital. And there are more cardiac arrests as a result of the pandemic. The crews are also rationing and working with a shortage of protective equipment. Their union says many members have been sleeping in their cars to avoid putting their families at risk. Liquor laws around the nation vary by state and county. Liquor stores are not considered essential everywhere, but where they are open, business is booming.
What was true during Prohibition also applies during the pandemic. People still have a thirst for alcohol. With the coast-to-coast closure of bars, there's still a place to go for sports fans who want to buy booze. Dewey Kratzer owns Mondo Vino, a Denver wine store, and says these days business is brisk.
I would say that it's almost doubled from where we were, and it's hard to gauge it because I try not to look at it too much.
However, even when his product is in demand, in these coronavirus-driven times, only 3 customers can be in his repeatedly sanitized store at the same time, which can result in lines stretching down the block. Bruce Morton, Denver.
You've heard of Zoom bombings and profane and hateful interruptions of video meetings. Well, yesterday, a racist hacker got into an online video chat between fans and a New York Rangers prospect who is black. Team officials had to have the hacker disabled, but not before he repeatedly posted racist language directed at 20-year-old defender Keandre Miller, who was chatting online with Rangers fans yesterday. The league issued a statement saying the person who committed this despicable act is in no way an NHL fan and is not welcome in the hockey community. While President Trump hasn't issued a federal stay-at-home order to fight the spread of the coronavirus, the majority of Americans are doing that anyway.
There are only 8 governors who have decided not to order residents to remain inside, except for essential needs like getting groceries or going to a doctor or a pharmacy. Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, South Carolina, Utah, and Wyoming are on that list, which drew this reaction from Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci.
If you look at what's going on in this country, I just don't understand why we're not doing that.
And 12 governors are exempting religious services from the stay-at-home mandate, including Florida's Ron DeSantis.
I don't think the government has the authority to close a church. I'm certainly not going to do that.
President Trump is encouraging Americans to practice social distancing when outside. Pat Piper, Washington.
President Donald Trump has fired the inspector general who played a pivotal role in his impeachment.
President Trump announced late Friday he was letting Michael Atkinson go. Atkinson is the inspector general of the intelligence community and handled the whistleblower complaint that triggered Trump's impeachment last year. The president said in a letter to the Senate Intelligence Committee, it is vital he has confidence in his appointees, and that is no longer the case with regards to this inspector general. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement saying, this shameful late-night firing is a brazen act against a patriotic public servant who was protecting the Constitution. Carrie Shoemaker, Washington.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.